Welcome to another episode of Consumer, the European podcast of the Consumer Choice Center. As always, I'm your host, Bill Wirtz, on this April 25th, 2024. We're on episode 154, and I'm going solo again this week. I should be having guests again starting next week, but I have these stories for you. New EU regulation wants to keep phone calls cheaper, but does it really? Amsterdam Schiphol Airport rolls out quicker security checks for all those holiday goers. And the European Green Deal's goodbye party is going on, with a special hat tip to Finland's agriculture minister, who had some very interesting things to say. First up, we have the story by Euractiv. EU Parliament overwhelmingly approves key telecoms regulation, price reductions down the road. And it says here, the European Parliament approved on Tuesday, April 23rd, the EU's Broadband Act, the Gigabit Infrastructure Act, GIA, which aims to accelerate the deployment of high-capacity networks and reduce prices for consumers. And this legislation has more harmonization for instance, the rollout of infrastructure. So one of the problems is that there's quite some discrepancy, as many of you will know, between EU member states on how fast and good your internet connection is across the union. And it wants to get 100% of EU citizens to very high capacity networks, meaning high speed fiber optic internet and 5G by 2030. And it also says here in Euractiv, to do so, the GIA rules aim at pushing national authorities to accelerate the granting of permits and rights of way when telecom operators wish to deploy new infrastructure. So there will be a minimum harmonization standard by the European Union, which will essentially allow governments to get the necessary permits, the necessary rights to expropriate citizens to lay out infrastructure, or to at least get the approval of citizens to lay out infrastructure underneath or antennas or that sort of thing. It's a big topic also in agriculture. Where can an antenna be put? And it's sort of like the public domain type of thing. But on top of that, there was the reauthorization of the roaming regulation. And so the roaming regulation, as many of you will know, is the rule that you cannot be charged more between members of the European Union in terms of what your telecoms operator will charge. So even though your telecom operator in different countries will have different prices and different models, overall you can't be charged roaming between EU member states. And this is something that I think sounds good in practice, but of course has raised prices, or at least not decreased them as quick as it could have. Because for those consumers that weren't traveling abroad a lot, they would have just gotten an eSIM or something extra from their plan for their travel. But now they need to subsidize those consumers that, you know, were previously traveling a lot and would have had those options already. I mean, there were plans that offered these kind of deals previously. And here in Euractiv, it says these fees are regulated in the EU and expire on May 14 to avoid any legislative void that would allow operators to increase or decrease their prices. The entry into force of the GIA has been changed to 3 days instead of 20 after publication of the text in the official journal of the EU. By ending the extra fees of intra-EU calls, we essentially created a Schengen for EU communications, says one member of the European Parliament. And again, I think, you know, just in practice, it sounds great. But in reality, it's those young consumers that study abroad and travel that are being subsidized by the older consumers that, you know, don't travel as much and don't need a phone plan that includes all of these. And I think that's unfortunate. But overall, I mean, it's good to keep an eye on this GIA legislation and sort of what it will do, because while it sounds good in theory to have this harmonization of rules, I'm also a bit concerned as to what it will do to the due process of the property owners whose land might be used to build that telecom infrastructure. Next up, new scanners for Amsterdam Schiphol Airport. Dutchnews.nl is reporting Schiphol introduces 3-second scanners ahead of holiday rush. Amsterdam Schiphol Airport has replaced all of its 53 security scanners that check departing passengers with faster models that analyze whether travelers are carrying prohibited items in less than 3 seconds. In addition, the new technology requires fewer physical searches while still meeting the high security requirements that apply at Schiphol, the company said on Wednesday. Schiphol earlier introduced 3D CT scanners for hand luggage checks, which means travelers do not need to take electronics like laptops and phones out of their bags. And as someone who's flown a lot out of Amsterdam Schiphol Airport, I also do enjoy that instead of a 100 milliliter liquid rule, there's a 500 milliliter liquid rule, which means you can take your water bottle on board undisturbed. So this is very interesting. I mean, of course, Schiphol is rolling this out pre-holiday season, and you know, an airport that has struggled significantly in 2021 with just massive lines, massive problems at Amsterdam Airport. There were people queuing out and queuing for up to 4 hours to make it to their flights. A lot of people getting cancellations during that time. I mean, really troublesome. And a lot of things have really changed. They've introduced a schedule lane for passengers for security checks. All of these things making the airport a lot better and making traveling a lot better. So I think that's cool. I've seen a lot of these scanners at different airports, and you know, even the higher level 3D CT scanners also making life easier for travelers all around. And then last but not least, and this is a bad week for many of the environmentalists that are out there campaigning for stricter rules, because just this week we had two votes in the European Parliament that one on the NGT legislation finally getting through. Genetic engineering will be legal going forward in the European Union. So that is fantastic news and something that we at Consumer Choice Center have been working on for a long time. But also a reform of the Common Agricultural Policy, which deregulates a lot of the environmental standards that, to be fair, I mean, weren't really respected an awful lot already by farmers because they were just really not feasible. And it seems that really a lot is happening here on the level of the European Green Deal. And I think most interesting was this email by Politico, which titled, "Finland wants to revise Green Deal laws after EU election." It says, "The Green backlash seems here to stay after June's EU election. Finland is joining a growing chorus of countries calling for Green Deal legislation, whether already in place or recently settled, to be delayed or revisited after EU elects a new after the EU elects a new European Parliament. The European Commission, the EU's executive, has pushed a tsunami of new regulations," quotes, that's in quotes, "in the last 4 years, and this needs to stop," said Sari Essayah, Finland's agriculture and forests minister, asking for EU countries to have more time to implement the new rules. "We find it necessary to fully assess the impact of EU regulations on the forest sector so that we do not create obstacles for the bioeconomy," said Essayah, a member of the center-right Finnish Christian Democrats. "The push goes against a long-established EU policy-making norm. Once a deal is reached among the EU's main institutions, the Parliament, the Commission and the Council of the EU, representing 27 member states, EU's decision-makers don't challenge it at the last minute." Well, they may not have challenged it at the last minute in the past, but it's certainly a thing that will be happening in the future, because a lot of center-right policymakers are feeling that they need to have a switch of tone, and we've just discussed this before as it comes to Ursula von der Leyen with the Antwerp Declaration, new industrial policy. It's a real shift, and the parliament we had in 2019 is really not going to be the parliament we'll have at the end of the year, because there's changing realities. We found out that the farmers just really cannot afford this. Consumers really cannot afford this. And if we want strategic autonomy in the European Union, then a European Green Deal is really not the right way to go about this. The pieces of the puzzle of the European Green Deal are slowly falling apart. And it's good to see that people are increasingly listening to farmers and consumers on this. So I think that's overall great news. And it's very interesting that not only are many pieces of legislation, like the ones included in Farm to Fork, not being approved, it's also that some will be revisited and delayed. And I think that's overall good news for consumers. I know this was a very quick episode, but I'll have to leave you there. I just came back from vacation and I'm feeling relaxed. So I think from next week on, we'll have guests again, hopefully. I have some interesting emails going out to that regard. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you Thursday.